Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. We'll be doing a lot of genre hopping tonight, including hearing a bit of the intersection of American pop, R&B, and Latin jazz, some English somewhat folky rock from a singer-songwriter who is perhaps most famously or infamously known to have turned down the lead singer role in both Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple. And eventually we'll hear from an American DJ and producer who emerged in the 90s as a master of sample-based, mostly instrumental music. But first, we'll hear a bit of 60s pop, starting with Irma Thomas, aka the Soul Queen of New Orleans, with the track Breakaway.
She's stay just that way till the day comes along when we catch the sun. Little girl, you're running, come catch my hand, I'm near you. Little girl, you're singing, come close to me, I hear you.
Wachiwara. Wachiwara.
Guajira, vacila mi guajira.
Seems that you'd lie.
That was Terry Reid with his 1973 track, River. And I started the show off tonight with the soul queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, and the song Breakaway, which was released as a B-side to a single of hers in 1964. That track was co-written by Sharon Sheely and Jackie DeShannon. And you heard DeShannon next with the track Needles and Pins, released by her as a single in 1963. Her version was a minor hit, but the song became much more known when the British group The Searchers recorded it in 1964. And if you check out their version, you'll also basically hear the entire sonic blueprint for The Byrds. So DeShannon was a pretty major songwriter and performer, but Jack Nitzsche and Sonny Bono are the credited songwriters of Needles and Pins. DeShannon later claimed that she was involved in the writing, but she was never credited. So then we heard a fairly left-of-center song by Sonny Bono, written for Sonny and Cher, that despite its unusual sound, or maybe even because of it, became a huge hit in Europe, as well as a minor hit in the States. It's called Little Man, and was released as a single in 1966. Then it was one more song written by Bono, this time performed by the Hungarian jazz guitarist Gábor Szabó. The track is called Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, and it was included on Gábor's 1966 album Spellbinder. So one of the percussionists on that track is Willie Bobo, who was an East Harlem native of Puerto Rican descent, who became a major player in the late 50s mambo scene, as well as the boogaloo and larger Latin jazz scenes of the 60s and 70s. So you heard him on a few more tracks. First up was Soul Sauce, the title track from Cal Jader's 1964 album, and that was followed by Spanish Grease, the title track from Bobo's 1965 album, and then it was Juicy, the title track from Bobo's 1967 album. Most of Willie Bobo's work was as a bandleader or sideman in the Latin jazz world, but occasionally he did some other kinds of sessions, including on the track that closed out the set, which was River, the title track from the English songwriter Terry Reid's 1973 album. Terry Reid is the musician I referenced at the top of the show, who famously turned down Jimmy Page's request to join his new band that he was forming after the Yardbirds, because Reid had touring commitments opening for the Rolling Stones and some other bands. But he did suggest that Page go check out Robert Plant, and that while he was at it, he might as well check out John Bonham, too. And Reid also turned down a request to replace the original vocalist of Deep Purple, so there are definitely some parallel universes out there where both Smoke on the Water and Led Zeppelin sound completely different. But Reid continued on as a solo performer, a session musician, and a songwriter. And we'll hear more from him right after this short break.
Sullivan County's social host law, Jared's Law, makes it illegal for anyone 18 or older to provide alcohol or cannabis to minors. Named for a local teen killed in a drunk driving accident, Jared's Law ensures that adults are held accountable, with penalties including fines and even jail time. Parents and guardians are still the number one deterrent to underage substance use, and Jared's Law helps keep our kids safe. Paid for by Catholic Charities.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is Richard Powers, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Overstory. He'll talk about his new book, Playground, with writer Kim Stanley Robinson. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
On This Old House Radio Hour, a structural engineer explains when your renovations become risky.
You hear this extremely loud bang happen in the garage. I would say that that is a noise you want to take seriously. You have noises that happen all the time because of temperature changes.
Plus, how a 300-year-old New England home became the backdrop for best-selling author Tracy Sierra's debut thriller. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour. Sunday morning at 7 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I just gave you the backstory on Terry Reed, and here are a few more tracks that he's a part of. This first one is called Tinker Tailor.
Thank you. Come to think of it, I've never seen him cry. But tonight, my loving started singing again. By and by, you stop and sigh. You feel a breeze, his nose begins to freeze as he thinks goodbye.
Sign up. Oh,
DJ Shadow with his 2002 song, 6 Days. I started the second half of the show off with some tracks featuring the English songwriter Terry Reid. First up was Tinker Tailor off of Reid's 1968 debut album, Bang Bang, You're Terry Reid. There's another song on that album called Without Expression that Reid wrote with Graham Nash that was recorded by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in 1970, though it didn't make the cut for Deja Vu. It was recorded under a new name called Horses Through a Rainstorm, and you heard that version next. Their vocal styles are certainly pretty similar, but beyond that, it seems that Reid and Nash were also pretty good friends. They co-wrote a few songs together and often appeared on each other's albums. And the next track you heard was Seed of Memory, the title track from Reid's 1976 album, which was produced by Graham Nash and also features harmony vocals from him. And so the last Terry Reid track you heard was called Listen, a collaboration between him and the American musician DJ Shadow, which was included as a new track on DJ Shadow's 2012 compilation album called Reconstructed. And then it was DJ Shadow solo with 6 Days from his 2002 album, The Private Press. That track, like most of his, is constructed from a bunch of different samples, with the vocals on that one coming from an obscure English band called Colonel Bagshot, and that fast drumming coming from a record called The Pipes and Drums and Military Band of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. He is definitely a crate digger. So he's also very much still active now, but I'm going to leave you tonight with one of the great songs from his 1996 debut album called Introducing. This will be Building Steam with a Grain of Salt. Okay, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Producing.
From listening to records, I just knew what to do. I mainly taught myself. And, you know, I did pretty well, except there were a few mistakes that I made that I have just recently cleared up, you know. I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can in history. You know, I feel like I have a lot of work to do still. You know, I'm a student of the drums. And I'm also a teacher of the drums, too. You know? Thank you. To be able to continue to let what is inside of me, which comes from all the music that I hear, and I'd like for that to come out. And it's like, it's not really me that's coming. The music's coming through me. The music's coming through. 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 The music's coming through.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union, where food, creativity, and small business meet in the heart of Narrowsburg. With a cafe serving weekend breakfast and lunch, locally made goods at Catskill's curated, and multiple spaces to work and gather. NarrowsburgUnion.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. Information and schedule at CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, people in Iran contemplate a war that could be catastrophic.
Maybe we will transition to a democracy, or maybe we won't. Maybe things will get even worse. But we are not in a situation to worry about this because we are way beyond the no turning back points.
The U.S. and Iran and the prospect of war. Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
Recently on Wait, Wait, Tom Papa revealed a little bit about how his marriage works.
My wife likes when I call her legs getaway sticks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us as we invade the privacy of Olympic champion swimmer Lily King when we visit her alma mater at Indiana University on this week's News Quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
WJ.